This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Corporate profits, reasonably healthy corporate profits at that, have been fairly common the past couple of years, as have reports of those corporations sitting on big piles of cash. The tax code being what it is, companies usually prefer to keep that money offshore, or at least that's what we all thought until Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Linebaugh started poking around. Her story in the paper today says almost $2 trillion in quote-unquote foreign cash is in fact sitting right here in the U.S. of A. Hey, Kate, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm a little confused. This money is in the United States, but not really in the United States?
Really in the United States, but held by foreign subsidiaries of U.S. companies.
What does that mean?
My headquarters might be in Connecticut, mm-hmm. but I have another operation in Ireland. And that operation in Ireland keeps their money at a bank in New York.
Oh, my gosh. This is confusing.
There are a lot of layers here.
And this is important, really, because of taxes, right? It's the tax code that's at play here?
Exactly. Any income that any U.S. company earns around the world, if they bring it back to the U.S., they have to pay 35% tax on it. But if they don't bring it back to the U.S., if they say, we need this money for our overseas operations, they don't have to pay that tax.
Once again, even though the money is physically in the United States and invested, you say in your piece today, in U.S. corporate securities, in U.S. Treasury bonds, I mean, it's American dollar bills.
That's correct.
Give me a sense of proportion here. You talk about Microsoft and how much of the 50-something billion dollars it has in foreign profits here. I mean, how much of that money is sitting in American holdings and in American deposits?
Okay, so Microsoft has $66.6 billion of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, $58 billion is held by its foreign subsidiaries. And about 93% of that $58 billion is invested in U.S. dollars or other investments.
I wonder if this makes the notion of foreign cash just completely anachronistic.
I think what all of this shows is just how the system, the corporate tax system that's set up right now, is not working for anyone. That the U.S. Treasury isn't getting what they see as their piece of the revenue. And the companies aren't able to bring that money into their U.S. operations to invest in, say, new factories, creating jobs, paying their shareholders dividends. So that it's referred to as trapped cash.
As Congress gets to work on tax reform, which it seems like might be something they're going to do, how front and center is corporate tax reform going to be?
What to do with this $1.7 trillion that is trapped overseas will be front and center.
Overseas, but not really overseas.
Right. $1.7 trillion held by their foreign subsidiaries right here down the street at the bank.
Kate Linebaugh, her piece in the Journal today. Firms keep stockpiles of foreign cash in U.S., it says. Kate, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.